Mo Colson. We're working together today. Training 1206.
This ain't training. In training, they just give you an F. Out here, you get killed.
Frank Barnes is a veteran engineer hauling tons of freight across the Pennsylvania countryside. In the locomotive cab with him this day is Will Colson, fresh out of training. While they work what starts out as a normal day on the tracks, a stupid mistake by a maintenance crew sets another train in motion with nobody at the controls and its safety systems disabled.
We have an unmanned train rolling into a highly populated area with no air brakes.
Yeah.
Its throttle wide open, the runaway, train number 777, roars down the main track, headed right for a town where its cargo of industrial chemicals could cause a major disaster. One by one, every effort fails to stop it.
Full of yard. This is 1206. We're heading northbound on the main one.
1206, why are you still on the main line?
We need to know the location of your yard's train.
Chances are you're going to see 777 Snows any minute now.
The rail yard supervisor, played by Rosario Dawson, is on the radio ordering other trains out of the path of the speeding runaway. But when it passes Frank Barnes and his train number 1206, the experienced engineer sees a way to capture it with his own locomotive from behind.
1206, this is Connie Hooper. Are you there?
1206, over.
Just wanted to see how you boys are doing.
We're going after your train. The rear knuckle was left open, so if we can catch up, we can tie it on to our locomotive. Try and slow down 777.
Frank, you can't.
We already are.
Unstoppable director and producer Tony Scott says the characters are fictional, but the story does include details of a real incident that occurred in Ohio in early 2001.
We mix and match in terms of my research and the homework that I do in terms of the characters and the event, so it's a mixture. That's why it says inspired by.
What are you doing?
Take off right now. We get back on the main. We can chase it down in reverse.
Wait a minute.
To stop that kind of power, grab it by the tail. Boom. Gun in the opposite direction.
We can't just chase that. If it goes down, we're going to be a wreck on a wreck.
Are you in or are you out?
You're trying to balance the two worlds, balance the conflict between the two guys, which is great in terms of drama. You've got these two guys in this small space. It's almost like a piece of theater in conjunction with a train doing this. Then we cut back to Rosario, who's the eyes and ears of the audience, who was trying to tap into what's going on. For me, it's a great vehicle because I've got all these different... When you're shooting, you create paint for your palette to put on your canvas when you get in the editing room. But I have great colors to draw from to put on that canvas.
Scott says he used and wrecked real trains rather than try to recreate the scenes with CG or computer-generated images.
This movie is about reality, about weight, about speed, and that's really hard no matter how good CG is. It's really hard to reproduce.
He also puts his main characters right in the middle of the fast-paced action. But co-star Chris Pine says he was happy to let the professional stunt double take over.
Pretty much every time I'm not connected to any vehicle, if someone's jumping, it's not me. But I did most of all of it except for jumping onto moving vehicles. Yeah. That's not me.
I did all my own stunts. I didn't have a stuntman.
Yeah, I'm using that. I'm going with that.
Denzel Washington jokes about taking on all the daredevil feats himself. But that is him on top of a tank car as his character tries to bring the runaway under control.
What I didn't realize was going to happen is because the cars weren't full, there was no oil, the freight cars were empty, there was a lot more wiggle in them. So it was a real unstable.
I'm not risking this company just because some engineer wants to play hero.
Not for you. Not doing it for you.
Co-star Rosario Dawson says characters like Washington's Frank, Chris Pine's Will, and her dispatcher, Connie, represent the ordinary people dedicated to doing their jobs, even through tough economic times.
Railroads are a huge part of American history, and it was an incredible journey, I think, for all of us, even the little bits that I had to travel with this movie and be in parts of America that I hadn't been, and to learn about an industry and a world that we don't get to look in very often. It's very old kind of world, but this has so much on topic, and I think that was actually quite a joy to work with such incredible talents who know how to tell a great, fun, popcorn action film, but with an incredible heart that is very palpable with what's going on right now.
Close your eyes if you want.
You got a real knack for inspiring confidence, you know that?
Unstoppable is written by Mark Bomback and was filmed on location in the rail yards and on the mainline freight tracks in the American Northeast. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.